Good Friday morning, beloved. And again, I'm grateful for this opportunity to join you on this Friday morning to share God's Word with you. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. And today's reading describes a time when Jerusalem will be restored and be a place for state safety. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been justice and peace. So let's begin as we read this short passage out of Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. The time is coming when the Lord will make every plant and tree in the land grow large and beautiful. All the people of Israel who survive will take delight and pride in the crops that the land produces. Everyone who is left in Jerusalem, whom God has chosen for survival, will be called holy. By His power, the Lord will judge and purify the nation and wash away the guilt of Jerusalem and the blood that has been shed there. Then, over Mount Zion and over all who are gathered there, the Lord will send a cloud in the daytime and smoke and a bright flame at night. The Lord's glory will cover and protect the whole city. His glory will shade the city from the heat of the day and make it a place of safety, sheltered from the rain and storm. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2, where Isaiah says, "The time is coming when the Lord will make every plant and tree in the land grow large and beautiful." You know, just in a reflection, it's interesting how God is describing the restoration of Jerusalem, and it's in a very agrarian way. And of course, this was written originally to an agrarian culture. And so, when Israel is renewed, when Israel is restored, then they're going to see, such surplus, such a wonderful bounty from their farms, that it is going to be amazing to them and to all around them. Now, outside of an agrarian society, how do you think God may be blessing Israel? And, you know, here it says that it is His glory, God's glory, that shelters Israel. It is the glory of the cloud in the daytime and a smoke and a bright flame at night. And so it is actually the glory of God, the very presence of God, that is protecting the whole city of Israel. It's interesting that in this present day and time, Israel has in place over Jerusalem a system they call the Iron Dome. And that Iron Dome is very effective in shooting down all the missiles and rockets and things of destruction that enemies, that Israel's enemies are trying to destroy Israel with. But there will be a time when they won't need the mechanizations of mankind, when it will be the actual glory of God that protect them. Let's pray. God of restoration and hope, by your power you wash away my guilt and sin when I turn to you with a repentant heart. I thank and praise you for your constant love and salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, the song of the vineyard. Until then, I hope to see you in church on Sunday. At least, if you can't make it to the service in person, don't forget that the service is also available on Zoom. You can join us there. And it's also available on Facebook. And you can find the church's Facebook page by simply searching The Grand Fellowship. So we look forward to sharing that time together with you this Sunday. Until then, God bless you is my prayer.